RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joe in Rockland. Joe, what's up?
How's it going? I'm a big fan of yours, and I love your honesty.
Appreciate it.
Jets game against New England on Sunday with 2.5 minutes to go. Down 35-3, Vrabel has mercy on the Jets and runs two plays. And then he sees that Glenn, like a dummy, calls timeout to try to get the ball back. He's laughing on the sideline. And that's when the whole fight broke out, because he sees that it's a joke. And it's just unfortunate. I'm a big Jet fan, a Glenn fan also. He's in way over his head.
That's a good point.
I'm a mathematician. I can tell any coach what they do in the last 5 minutes and 20 seconds of a half or a game. I can tell you exactly if they know what they're doing. He has no clue.
Yeah. No, it's interesting you brought that situation, that sequence of events up. As for those that didn't realize what Joe was talking about, as the Patriots are stomping the Jets. I can't put it any other way. It's 35-3 before the halftime. The Pats are running.
Incredible.
They're just running the clock out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this half is conceded. The game is over.
Game is over before the half.
Yes. And so he's just trying to get to the half, man. Go regroup, Aaron Glenn. We'll come back out. We'll play it how it plays. And Aaron Glenn plays it like it's a close game. Like, he calls timeout, like, get a timeout and get the ball back here. Like, it's a close game.
Yeah.
And Mike Vrabel, because, look, Raves is, he's a no BS guy.
Right.
And so, to him, that was a BS move.
Yeah, he's saying, I'm trying to be honorable, not embarrass you.
Yes.
You want to do this? Okay.
Right. Exactly right. So, that's what he's getting at.
Yeah.
And, like, he's not wrong.
No,
you are not competing. I mean, they had so many three and outs in that game. It was just, it was unwatchable. Jet offensive
and
football.
The fake punts.
And the fake punts.
The fake punts, you can't do two like that in that short a period of time.
Right.
Jim in West Harrison. Jim, what's up?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. I'm caller number 6, and I do not want those Giants tickets.
Jeez. It's the Cowboys, though, Jim.
Jim, you know what? You mock, but I'm just going to say this right now. I was at a last game versus the Dallas Cowboys that meant absolutely nothing in a quarterback's rookie year, and that moment is a moment in a game I'll never forget, when Eli Manning handed it off to Tiki Barber to win the game and kind of set forward the Eli Manning era. Just saying.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And how many people would have mocked on that?
Keep that dream alive. Keep that dream alive. Listen. I don't understand why you guys keep on missing this point. Darren is a GM. Darren was picked after Glenn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you let him make the decision? Everybody's lauding him on the trade he's made and what he's doing and the pick he's made so far in his first year. Why not let him make the decision
on Glenn?
Which coach he wants to put in there?
Yeah, because that doesn't.
I mean, Glenn.
But Jim, let me ask. Jim, the question to Jim and anybody who espouses what he's saying is that. The sequencing doesn't make sense for Darren Mooji to have purview over Aaron Glenn. Do you think Aaron Glenn answers to Darren Mooji? That's the question.
Not really, no.
Exactly.
No.
I can't see that.
I'm not sure who Darren Mooji talks to. I think Darren Mooji goes, or I think Aaron Glenn goes to Mooji and goes, yeah, we can dump these guys, let's get picks. And
yes.
He's GMing by proxy.
Yes. He's basically telling him what to do.
Yeah. Because he sat in that room one time in an interview with Denver and came back to the Jets and said, this is the guy I want to hire as the general manager.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not tied together. Now, the problem, again, is you had Mooji set forth a plan with Glenn with trading the picks. But in the interim, they've been completely baseless and uncompetitive, and the head coach gives you no sign that he could be a head coach, making this entire thing backwards and making this regime immediately desperate to probably trade up for a quarterback this year. And I know we've been hammering this. I meant to bring this up last hour, and I'll say it again. The more you listen to people talk about the draft, and I don't know how much of this is just trying to like force an issue and force talking points. A lot of people are really, Tiki, starting to be hot on the trail of NFL teams are telling these people that Dante Moore's athleticism is going to put him past Mendoza by the time this draft cycle ends.
Interesting.
And if that's the case...
Because Mendoza's big. I mean, he's 6'5".
The biggest by far.
Right. He just looks the part.
Mm-hmm. But Moore's athleticism.
Athletic. He's not short. He's 6'3".
No.
A little bit slighter, 210 pounds or so.
But that seems to be, and we're going to see these guys play the next couple days in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
But that seems to be like a hot rising topic. Now, that only matters in terms of, could that be quarterbacks going 1 and 2? Could this be all smoke?
Yeah.
But if that's the case, still, you're talking about the Jets, even if they miss out on Mendoza, or if Moore goes 1 and they love Mendoza, still trading up to that number 2 spot and allowing these guys desperate enough to make that decision.
Yeah.
And are we sure they're going to love Moore or Mendoza in that spot?
And that's my point. That was my point earlier, is that you got to look at other avenues to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
You have to. The question is, are you going to eat whatever you're still guaranteed to Justin Fields? I think it's only $10 million, but you might have to.
Who was Darren Mooji in the draft room when the Broncos took somebody? Bo Nix?
Yeah.
Bo Nix was not highly sought after and thought of early in the process. What college did Bo Nix go to?
Oregon. There you go.
Start connecting some Mooji dots here with Dante Moore. Kendrick and Sufford. Kendrick, what's up? Happy New Year, man.
Hey, man. Happy New Year, Kendrick.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. I got hit with the flu this past week. With what a way to go out.
Oh, yeah.
2025.
It's getting a lot of people here, Kendrick.
Yeah, it was going around.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad I was able to get in before the new year to wish you guys a Happy New Year. And obviously, I'll be locked in when I can on my breaks in the high school day when you take over the middays.
Of course.
I wanted to jump in on this Aaron Glenn conversation, bring a few points. You know, I do have to take the L because almost a year ago, to the day, I was advocating for Aaron Glenn, and I brought up, Tiki, if you recall, you know, Mike Vrabel in Tennessee and his coordinators and how the coaching staff matters, and that's kind of why I was hesitant. Well, it's funny now to look back at Mike Vrabel doing such a great job in New England with such a great coaching staff around him, because when he was in Tennessee, his offensive coordinators were Shane Bowen. But offensively, he had Todd Downing, who was with the Jets, and then Tim Kelly, who's filling in for the Giants right now.
That's right.
Do you want to talk about Malik Willis escaping those two guys, and now all of a sudden in Green Bay with a good coaching staff? I would absolutely be in for Malik Willis next year with Aaron Glenn, and here's why, guys. You know, he brought in Chris Bangio, who's been great, and I want to ask a question about special teams in a second, but Bangio has been great. He was a huge mistake with Wilkes. Let's be honest. I've been calling in you guys all year, and you know I've never been a fan of his.
No, I mean, he's failed forward so many times. It's unbelievable how he doesn't have success and then gets another job. It doesn't make sense to me.
100%. I couldn't believe the hire, but he's gone. So I'm hoping that, you know, Aaron Glenn can learn from this failure, and an embarrassment of this year, because the one thing that I believe has soured this locker room, and you could see they weren't, you know, competing for the coach this past week, is, you know, from day one, he cut Xavier Gibson, and he came up with this idea that, like, if you're not doing your job, then you're going to get cut.
Yeah.
And he held everyone accountable except himself, you know, and it took forever for Wilkes to be held accountable. So for me as a player, if I'm in that locker room, I'm looking around like, coach, what's going on here? Right. And not to mention, probably 70% of that locker room feels like they're not an Aaron Glenn guy. But to be fair to him, you know, Malachi Moore has looked solid. You know, Breece Hall kind of seems to be here for the long haul, I hope.
Yeah.
And some guys have bought in. So, like, once we turn over the roster, we'll see what it is. But he's on thin ice for me next year. But here's the question I have for special teams, because that unit has been a positive this whole year.
No doubt. And Banjo's young. I mean, he's only 35 years old or something like that.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I laugh back to this because, Sean, this was one of the first epic callers that you had. I think it was Mario, the Cowboys fan, remember?
Yeah,
and you went back and forth with him about how they let go of their kicker. And they brought in Brandon Aubrey.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying pay this guy whatever it takes, but has there ever been a bidding war for a kicker in the NFL? Because if Nick Folk retires, he's been great for us. I cannot see this Jets team next year lose out on their strength. And has there ever been a bidding war for a free agent kicker? Because I would love to bring him in. And I know the Cowboys are tight and strapped for cash.
That's yeah. Interesting.
I mean, Kendrick.
That's a good question.
Has there ever been a bidding war for a kicker?
By the way, there should be.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Because we're getting to the point where a guy's like Brandon Aubrey, it's not a ton of them, but if you're 55 plus, you're not even thinking about it. Or 55 under.
Well, especially when the
55 or under, you're not even thinking about it.
And the touchbacks come back to the 35. Yeah. Like, it is so, you're two throws away any point late in the game.
Which is exactly what happened in that first Cowboys game.
Yeah.
The ball comes out to the 34-yard line or whatever. The reason, and Paulson Adebo said this after the game, the reason they were playing such a deep zone, at least this was what Shane Bowen's thinking, was because they knew that the line to get was 50.
Right.
And so it's like, we just got to try to keep him in front of the 50, you know, on the negative side of the 50.
You're always in it in a close game if you have a kicker like that. And living the world of not having a kicker for a couple of years, and Jet fans have felt this way too, I can't express how important that is.
Right.
Now, that being said, Tiki, I'm falling in love with this Ben Soles on the Giants.
He's been fantastic.
Yeah. Now, look,
when you get automatic so you don't have to think about it,
yeah,
that's when I really like a dude.
It's been refreshing the last 2 weeks.
100. You're not worried about it.
Yeah. Now, look, since last week he kicked indoors. The week before, though, he was bending it in the wind. Look, if all the things that come out of this Giant December and January, maybe they enter next year with this kid who was a rookie this year and they figure out the kickers.
By the way, did you realize that Chris Banjo, his last year in the league was 2022?
Just a couple years ago.
It's 2025. He's a special teams and a damn good one for the Jets.
And dude, these guys rise
he's
up.
36 years old, and it was quick. Denver Broncos for 2 years, assistant special team coach, and then immediately Jets special teams coach.
There was another coach that just came to mind. Oh, I was watching the NFC East Hard Knocks, and I didn't realize that the Cowboys' assistant wide receiver coach is Tyquan Underwood.
Oh, really?
I feel like he only played like 3 years ago. I'm watching him conduct a meeting. I'm like, Tyquan Underwood? Didn't he just, like, I could have sworn I bet a prop on him a couple years ago. Maybe I'm wrong and he's been out of the league that long.
I'm going to look it up.
But that was crazy. I was watching, like, Tyquan Underwood is a coach now? When did he retire?
Yeah, I mean, he was born. He's 38 years old. His last game was, no, it was a while.
It was that long ago?
Yeah, it was. I mean, his last game in the NFL was like 2015.
Oh, wow, so it's been 10 years.
Then he went to Montreal, or Canada. So he was with Hamilton and then Montreal.
Was he a Rutgers guy, too? Is that why he stuck out?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was from Lawrenceville, New Jersey.
All right, perfect.
And went to Rutgers.
Look at me knowing my Scarlet Knights football.
There you go.
You're home for Scarlet Knights football, by the way, WFAN here in New York. All right.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.